We greet you in the name of Lord Jesus Christ. This is another Whole Truth Gospel Radio program. Coming to you with love. That your soul may hear and bring you to a closer walk with God. This Whole Truth Gospel Radio program coming to you from the Church of the Lord Jesus Christ of the Apostolic Faith. The Apostle Anthony Patterson is the Bishop and General Overseer. We invite you to write to Bishop Patterson at Post Office Box 109, Darby, Pennsylvania, 19023. Or we invite you to dial area code 610-583-2400. Again, that address is Post Office Box 109, Darby, Pennsylvania, 19023 in the United States of America. You may also dial area code 6104-583-2400. Time we're going to ask you to join us in prayer. As we're led in prayer by Elder Washington.
Most holy and all-wise God, we again come before you in the sweet saving name of Jesus Christ, who is Almighty God, who is one alone in the heavens and not a second. You will not give your glory to another, nor your praise to any graven image. Lord, we thank you for your word, which is a lamp to our feet and a light to our path. Oh, we pray for this radio broadcast, praise God, that it will go out over the airways and byways. Praise the Lord that someone, somewhere will hear, repent, and be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ. Tarry and receive the blessed Holy Ghost speaking in tongues as the Spirit of God gives the utterance. And be ready when you crack the sky, praise God, to go back with you, to live with you and to reign with you in that new Jerusalem, one day very soon, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Lord, we pray that you bless the apostle in the land, Bishop Anthony J. Patterson. Oh, we pray that you keep him strong, praise God. Hallelujah. Lord, enlarge his steps. Add unto him, praise the Lord. Bless the congregation. Hallelujah. Bless the sick and the afflicted, praise God. Lord, we know that you're able. You are the mighty God. Hallelujah. Lord, we're looking to you today, praise God. We're looking to you through your holy word and believing. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father, that there's nothing impossible with you. Hallelujah. That you can do all things, praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise you, Lord. Bless the church. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you for your word. Thank you for this high and holy way. Thank you for this straight and narrow path, praise God, which the world is rejecting, praise God. They're on the broad way. Hallelujah. Lord, but we're on the straight and narrow. Hallelujah. We thank you, Father, and we praise you. We thank you, Lord, that you have called us before the foundations of the world. We were predestinated to serve you, praise God. Hallelujah. Not like it was in the days of Moses when he was bringing the children up out of Egypt, praise God. Hallelujah. The majority of those folks were lost, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. They didn't believe you. They murmured. They done everything they were big enough to do. They rose up and they played and enjoyed themselves, praise God. And you destroyed them, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. But the same thing's going to happen today. The majority of the folks are going to be lost. Hallelujah. But we thank you, Lord. We thank you for this glorious way, praise God. Thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen and amen.
Again, the tune to Whole Truth Gospel Radio program from the Church of the Lord Jesus Christ of the Apostolic Faith. The Apostle Anthony Patterson is the Bishop and General Overseer. You may write to Bishop Patterson at Post Office Box 109, Darby, Pennsylvania, 19023. In the United States of America. Or you may dial area code 610-583-2400. Now we're going to invite you to Linda Lear. Linda Lear. That you may hear what thus said the Lord. That one day you can join in the song and say that you was once lost. But you was found that Christ Jesus came and spoke to you by a man named Anthony and turned you from your wicked ways, from your despair, from your sorrow, from your form of godliness, and brought you to truth. The next speaking voice will be that of the Apostle of Jesus Christ, the Lord's anointed, the one and only, the Apostle Anthony J. Patterson. Hear ye him.
Is now I've been found. I used to be unclean, but now I'm washed. I once was dead. But I can thank God now I can say I'm alive. Because Christ now lives. He lives in me. So I have been preserved forever. That is the joy that I have of this salvation that is mine. It is truly good to be here. It is truly good that you came and you are here. Everything I can to make sure you have everything you need to make it into the kingdom. As we serve God today, we have many things to be thankful for. And the reason we come into God's tabernacle is to continually be thankful. We have been taught that not a day should pass, and we are not thankful to God for what that day has wrought by Him. And today, as you think on what He has done, when the eyes open this morning and your mind came to you, that with all of your memories, with all of the things that God has done, someone should have said, thank God. Amen. If I can today, after we have grafted in those souls who did not partake of the communion with us, the Holy Ghost led us to bring it so you could have it in you. And that you can participate with the feet washing. And we would take on the words of Peter, not only my feet, but in giving thanks to God for all of this that He's done. Today I want to try and help you with what God has truly done for you so your sight can be clearer on that you have seen God. There was a prophet that the Lord used as a prototype for Himself. You know the man, name is Moses. And Moses asked to see the glory of God. And I want you to hear what God told him. Now, you know how God had His children in bondage for many years. And He finally raised up a deliverer for them. And this deliverer saw God as a bush burning. But he knew it was God. And not only did he see this bush, but this bush had a voice. And the voice began to tell him to take off your shoes, for the ground wherein you stand is holy, because God had come there. And in your history, when God has done something for you, that day should not pass without something coming from this holy ground. And let's call for today this flesh that we have, we're wearing, ground. All right? So then you'll understand what I'm trying to give you today. So in this ground, the voice came and said, this is my beloved child in whom I am well pleased. And then you began to magnify God with this voice that you had nothing to do with. Now, Moses' voice came from without. Yours? You got my point already.
Yes, sir.
Now, how blessed then are ye that the Holy Ghost would take your tongue and magnify Himself. So the ground wherein that you move around in is holy. The feet then are guided. The hands then are preparing things to meet this Lord. The mind is saying, I am so grateful that out of all of the grains of sand that walk the face of this earth, you decided, like you decided to make a bush only for Moses to see, you decided to live in me. I am in you, and you are in me. So therefore, I am holy because my Father in heaven is holy.
Amen.
Therefore, if you're asking God, I want to see you. I want to see your glory. I want to see all of those things that you have prepared for me. So he gets a vessel. He said, go tell them. Let them know what I am about to do. And then he began to do things in your own life that you can see that he's real. He'll cause issues in all of our lives to make you understand that you can have to call on me in the day of trouble and I will deliver you. Yeah. Once God delivers you, how is it that this holy ground cannot be thankful? You see my point to you today? Because then I want to get to end this with a man who saw God face to face. And you know what he told God? He said, I've seen you face to face. And he said, my life is preserved. And I want you to understand just what that means, that your life has been preserved until the day of the Lord. And he's going to snatch you out of all of the troubles of this life because the ground wherein you stand is holy. There was a farmer that planted some seed, and he looked for good earth to put it in.
Amen.
Again, he found you and said, can I put a seed of righteousness? Can I put a seed of faith? Can I put the seed of love? Can I put the seed of long-suffering and patience and temperance? Can I plant this in thee? And you had to say, yes, Lord. But Moses couldn't see God face to face. You have. You've seen all of his marvelous works. You've seen the promises of God be fulfilled in your day.
Amen.
Because the ground wherein you stand is holy. For you are holy because your Father in heaven is holy. All of that Moses asked God, God said no. The deacon Askew has told the church sometimes, he said, well, the answer might be no sometimes. But he said, what I will do for you, he said, I'll put you in the rocks. And I'll put a place in the rock wherein you can have safety. And I'll cover you and I'll come across you with all that I'm going to do. And once I finish, I'll remove my hand and let you see my backward part or my back parts. But you have seen him face to face. And your life is preserved. Not this natural thing. But your eternal life has been preserved.
Thank God.
And he said, I have something on reserve for you. All you got to do is overcome this life. Now, the ground that you came in here with is holy.
Amen.
So I'm preaching to you not because you don't know, but because you do know.
Amen.
How blessed you are. That you can get the ear of God and have God do whatever it is that you ask. Some things we bring on ourselves, but God still deliver us from all things. Everyone in here can say God has answered prayer.
Amen.
Even if my answer was no, I got an answer.
Amen.
All of us can say of a truth that I've seen him work out something that I knew was impossible.
Amen.
Everyone. You know, how blessed you are then. I want you to hear these words because I want you to remember them. And when you thank him today, and when you give praise to him in his sanctuary, this is nobody else's sanctuary but his. I see his name is on the door. Now, Lucky's gone.
Amen. Thank God.
So we can ask God, he has to bless this place because this is where his people gather. And in your giving him the thanks, let the heart that this holy ground have really stand before God and say, Lord, I'm really grateful for everything that you've done for me, that I've seen in my life. All that you intend to do, all the prayers that I pray that you intend to answer, I thank you for the glimpse of what I know you're able to do. And in your heart giving thanks, your mind will go on those things that he said, thank me for this. Did you notice that I did this? Have you noticed that I've done this? And you can say, yay, Lord. Yay, Lord. Yay, Lord. Because the ground that you have is holy. That ground is not like other things that are walking the face of this earth.
Amen.
Your flesh is not like men's flesh.
Amen.
Because it houses God Almighty. In the book of Exodus, the 33rd chapter, you just hear it. You can, if you, that let's start 11th. You want to start at 8?
And
8 or 11?
And the Lord spake unto Moses face to face.
The Lord came to Moses and spake to him face to face.
As a man speaketh unto his friend.
As a man speak to his friend.
And he turned again into the camp.
And he turned again to the camp.
But his servant Joshua, the son of Nun, a young man.
But Joshua
departed not out of the tabernacle.
Yes.
And Moses said unto the Lord.
Moses said to the Lord.
See thou saith unto me.
See that thou saith to me.
Bring up this people.
Bring this people up.
And thou hast not yet, excuse me, thou hast not let me know whom thou wast sent with me.
And you haven't told me who
you will send with
you
me.
Will send with me.
Yet thou
yet
hast said,
you've said,
I know thee by name.
I know you by your name.
And thou hast found grace in my sight.
Now listen to this conversation as a man talked to his friend.
Amen.
And here God is speaking with his servant Moses.
Now therefore I pray
thee. He said, now therefore I pray thee.
If I have found grace in thy sight.
Listen to this man speak back to God.
Show me now
that
thy
if
way.
I have found favor or grace in your sight, and you have to be humble this way, knowing that you already found grace in his sight because he's chosen you. And you have to understand, you didn't choose God.
Amen.
He found and chose you.
Amen.
Here again is the blessing. Moses didn't know it. He was an Egyptian. He found him. And saying, even though you were raised Egyptian, you are really a Hebrew. Even though you are flesh and blood, you are still now God's seed. Yes?
Now therefore I pray thee.
Now for I pray thee.
If I have found grace in thy sight.
If I have found grace in thy sight.
Show me now thy way.
Show me the way now.
That I may know thee.
That I will know thee.
That I may find grace in thy sight.
That I will find grace in your sight.
And consider that this nation is thy people.
And consider that these are your people.
And he said. My presence shall go with thee.
And listen to these.
And I will give thee rest.
My presence. I will be forever with you. And you will be able to see that I am with you every time your eyes are open.
Amen.
Every time you're ready to go and sleep, my presence, I'll stay with you.
And I will give thee rest.
You've heard these words in your dispensation as to say, I will never leave you.
Amen.
Neither will I forsake you.
Amen.
You've heard these words. That has been preached to those bones.
Amen.
So you understand that God's presence is forever with you. You understand the rest of the Holy Ghost. All right? All right, now. Yes.
And he said unto him,
If
thy presence go not with me,
if your presence go not with me,
carry us not up hence.
Don't move us.
Amen.
If you're not going to go,
amen,
don't move us.
For wherein shall it be known here that I and thy people have found grace in thy sight?
How will we know it?
Is it not in that thou goest with us?
Isn't it not that we know it because you've gone with us?
So shall we be separated.
So shall we be separated.
I and thy people from all the people.
And thy people.
From all the people that are upon the face of the earth.
Here again, in your dispensation, God chose you.
Amen.
To continue his presence with. And it was like Nehemiah couldn't move. He said, I can't do anything. I'm waiting on the Lord.
Amen.
I'm waiting on the Lord. Herein. God's conversation with Moses.
Amen.
Said, don't let us move
if you're not with,
if you are not with us. And God heard his man say, how will we know if thy presence is with us? He said, I'll separate you from all the people
that are upon the face,
that are upon the face of the earth. Now, you must know that there are millions and millions of people walking the face of the earth.
Amen.
You're not like them.
Amen.
Yes.
And the Lord said unto Moses, I will do this thing.
I will do this thing
also that thou hast spoken.
I'll do what you ask.
For thou hast found grace in my sight.
Here is what the man of God can always do for God's people.
Amen.
And the Lord will answer.
Thou hast found grace in my sight.
Thou hast found grace in my sight.
And I know thee by name.
And I know you by your name. And he said, I beseech thee.
Show me thy glory.
Show me the glory of the Lord.
And he said, I will make all my goodness pass before thee.
I will make all good things pass by thee.
And I will proclaim the name of the Lord before thee.
And I will proclaim my name before thee.
And will be gracious to whom I will be gracious.
And I will have mercy on whom. These words you have heard in your dispensation.
Amen.
I'm going to have mercy on whom I will.
Amen.
You heard all these things even in your dispensation.
Amen.
But here's a conversation with a man that is a prototype for Christ. And he's having this conversation with God because he wants to see the glory of God.
Amen.
He wanted to see how is it that these bodies could be filled with all the goodness of God, with the Holy Ghost reigning in these members.
Glory to God.
And the voice is coming from without.
And I will be gracious to whom I will be gracious.
I will be gracious to the dispensation of grace.
Amen.
On them.
And will show mercy on whom.
And I will show mercy to this Gentiles group who don't even know that I'm God. It's going to be after the cross that I'm going to be in them. And I'm going to write the laws on the tables of their heart. And I'll be in their minds. Here is all of this that God is going to let him see as it passes by.
Amen.
That's why he could talk about Christ. He said the Lord's going to raise up a prophet from among the brethren. This was Moses talking. He said, him you shall hear.
Amen.
And if you don't hear that prophet, you're going to die in your sin.
Amen.
You've heard this also in your
That's right.
dispensation.
Amen.
Yes.
And he said, thou canst not see my face.
You will not see my face.
For there shall no man see me
no
and live.
Man shall see my face and live. Now hear those words. And then notice how blessed you are in the soil, in the foundation of dust, man, that you have seen God and your life has been preserved.
Amen. Glory, hallelujah.
All of God's goodness has passed by your eyes.
Amen.
Kept you fed?
Yes.
Kept you clothed?
Yes.
kept you in your right mind.
Thank God.
Kept your life preserved. Kept your body healed. All of the things that he gave you a promise of has passed by. And the best thing that has passed by is his word.
That's right.
And hasn't he kept every last word of it?
Amen.
Yes.
And the Lord said,
Behold,
there is a place by me.
There is a place by me.
And thou shalt stand upon a rock.
And I'll put you on a rock.
And it shall
in your dispensation. What do you know the rock to be?
Jesus.
The Christ. The anointed one. You know it to be. Yes.
And it shall come to pass.
And it shall come to pass.
While my glory passeth by.
While I have my glory passing by.
That I will put thee in a cleft of the rock.
I will give a cleft in the rock. You've heard this in your dispensation. Amen. Hide me in the cleft. You've heard these things before.
Amen.
Now it is time to open your heart to what he has done for you. He said, I'll put you in the cleft of the rock.
And will cover thee with my hand
and
while
I
pass by.
You've heard it from David that he will cover me with his feathers. And under his wings will I trust.
Amen.
And will you find this comfort?
Amen.
You heard these things. Yes.
And I will take away mine hand.
And I will remove my hand.
And thou shalt see my back parts. But my face shall not be seen.
That was Moses.
Yeah.
That was Moses. What was a man sought on? I mean, a man of his sort. That God selected him out of all of the people that walked the face of the earth. Gave him this great vision and sight for his people. Send him to his people. He obeyed God. He brought the people where they should be. He got them over. And here God said, you will not see my face, but you will see my back parts.
Amen.
Now here you come. Here you are now. What have you seen? In your day, the scripture has come to you to say, they that are of God,
amen,
have seen God.
Amen.
God put all that he was in heaven in a body.
Amen.
And brought it down. Again, you call it the word.
Yes.
That word, let's call it the seed. That is planted in this ground that is bringing forth the fruit of the Spirit. It is not going to do that unless it's watered and nurtured by something that God chooses as a vessel to carry that water to pour it on you continually.
Amen.
As the ground that Moses stood on was holy, the ground from which you have come is holy now because you have been filled with the Holy Ghost.
Amen. Thank God.
That seed that has been planted by the farmer, I'm calling it, is now in thee. You won't let anyone change it.
Amen.
You won't change it yourself. You find yourself coming up to all of the things that the word is coming to you in your heart and your mind. All of those things that you are asking of God, you can ask in your mind, and he'll say, I'll do it.
Amen.
How many times have you heard in your dispensation of time that you said, look, I'm going to go back again? You said, I didn't see anything. How many times have you said, well, I'm going to go back again? How many times have you said, I'm going to go back again until I see what God has in store for me?
Yes.
You keep on praying, and
yes,
you keep on saying, I know the Lord heard me. I know the Lord will deliver me. You keep on, but the enemy said, no, it's not. No, it's not. But you say, oh, yes, he will.
Amen.
Because you believe God.
Amen.
But this dirt is contrary to him. But he chose this dirt to make it holy because you ask him.
Thank the Lord.
You say, I want to see your glory. He said, not only will you see it, I'll be in you.
Amen.
I'll be in you a well of living water. So you'll never have to thirst. I will be the light for you. I will be the bread for you. What else do we need to sustain ourselves with bread and water? And the shelter for us, he said, I will be.
Amen.
This ground then must come into the sanctuary of God and say, I'm thankful.
Amen. Thank God.
This dirt must.
Amen.
This dirt will not hinder us because God said, I will hear your supplications.
Yes.
I will hear everything, and in due time, I'll answer thee.
Amen.
But he wants to see if I planted a seed, has patience grew up yet? Has it sprung up out of you yet? The long suffering and the faith and the love, has it sprung up in you yet?
Amen.
This dirt cannot prevent you from saying to the eternal spirit, I'm grateful.
Amen.
I'm thankful. For all that you've done, all that you intend to do. But I'm grateful that I have seen you face to face.
Yes.
And my life is preserved.
Amen.
So he told Moses, I won't let you see my face.
Amen.
Did not prevent the children of Israel from being delivered.
That's right.
It's not going to prevent you because you've seen him.
That's right.
He's passed in front of you all the things that he's able to do. He's gave you his record. He didn't hold anything back that was necessary for your salvation. He didn't hold it back.
Amen.
And you can count all of the things that have been preached from the lady with the issue of blood, from Bartimaeus, from the 5,000, from the 4,000, from all the things that God has done. You know the thing that you're asking for. You say, in your dispensation, this is a small thing.
Amen.
I didn't ask for the sun to go back 15 degrees.
Amen.
We didn't ask him to say, prove yourself by doing something that's impossible. All we say is, have mercy on us. Save us.
Amen. Amen.
Prove yourself by saving us.
Amen.
That's where we are in this dispensation.
Amen. Glory to God.
And this time, prove that you're God.
Thank you, Lord.
By saving us.
Amen.
Save us from what? This dirt that would pull us into the flames.
Amen.
But again, we have to say that because God came in to live, the ground from wherein we stand is holy.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
There is a lamp that is continually at your feet to guide you.
Yes.
And I am telling you today that you have been preserved. If something is preserved, it can't rot.
That's right.
It can't be taken away.
Amen.
It's going to be forever be what it was in the beginning. It's going to hold to what it was.
Amen.
Hold to what it is. Because God said, I'll preserve it.
Thank you, Lord.
Here is where we got the custom. You can't see God or else you'll die.
That's right.
But for you, he said, I'll let you see me. And I'll let you live.
Amen.
Here is a wonderful blessing
Thank
for the
Lord.
Church. And the place wherein all of this took place was Jacob had to name the place. I think he named it Pinnacle or something of the sort. And because he had to name this place, he looked up and realized God said, you're no longer Jacob. Look what happened at the place after seeing God and the life is preserved. The new name. That's a promise to you.
Amen.
He said, you shall have a new name. This is when we've gotten the victory over everything. When we fought a good fight.
Yes.
And kept believing, kept the faith. Jacob fought a good fight. He held on to his faith. He would not let go until I'm blessed.
Yes.
And when he got his blessing, he said, I can let go now. And his name was changed from Jacob to Israel. And what is Israel for us? A holy nation. A nation of holy people. Holy because God chose them. He chose the ground for wherein he would meet Moses. And what was it? Fire. What is it for you in your time? It's fire that is in my bones. Where is it coming from? Within. The Holy Ghost is my guide. It won't let me give up. It won't let me believe a lie. It continues me on this journey to God. I'm looking for all of your promises. You promised me. You promised me. You promised me. He said, I will fulfill all of my promises. How many days did it look like that the promise would not be fulfilled and God still kept it? How many times? Didn't matter to him that time passed. It didn't matter to him that some did not believe. He said it would not make his word without effect.
Amen.
His word said, I will deliver you. So what if some don't believe? It is still going to be just like he said.
Amen. Amen.
Today, when you're standing in his sanctuary to praise him, I want you to be forever mindful that he chose this. See, now bring it into my sanctuary and let a speech come from you to tell me how grateful you are. Because you have seen God and your life has been preserved. Did not let you die in your sin, but he preserved you to life everlasting.
Amen.
And he gave you someone that would give you the truth of the gospel. And how you know? Because all the men hate him. They'll find some reason to hate him. But it's no different from when Jehoshaphat asked, is there not a man of God that we can inquire? He said, yes, there's one. Herein, you are blessed. I understand when we say, I love the word of God, it is my life. It is what's keeping us. For if it's not the word of God, nothing else is going to stand. But he said, nothing else will stand. It is behooves man then to get the word. Because the word shall stand forever. When you can give God his word and say, your word said, it has to stand. If you can use the word as your defense, then you'll be all right. No matter what men say. God's word is going to stand. Amen. And I see from the word of God that it's always the small remnant that makes it. The way that has brought many shall go that way. But it's always the little remnant that the Lord will save. I am grateful to God that someone can pray all night while I rested. I thank God, whatever calls an issue of prayer. Sister Rivera is saying she can't sleep. I said, thank God. Keep her up praying, and I can rest. As long as somebody's up praying, we're going to be all right. It is a good thing when the Lord God Almighty lets you know and assure your heart that it's all right with your soul. I love the words to the song. It is one of my theme songs. Somebody rescued me when I was sinking. Somebody saved my soul from the grave. That I know of assurance that when the Lord speaks to my grave, it has to open because he lives in me. And I have this blessed assurance that I have been wrapped in his arms and nothing can take me away from that. Nothing then can remove me from the present course that I am on, that God is going to save me. So whatever trials I have when I started this life until I ended is not going to matter to me because I'm going to be saved. And I have this blessed assurance, like Mary and Martha said, I know he's going to rise on the day of the resurrection. I am just as sure as they were. I am also just as sure that I am going to be saved in the day of the Lord, that the Lord will find no darkness in me at all. What a testimony to have. I once was lost, you see, but I found this great way. And I'm thankful to God for it. As I sat and meditated on, like they say, just what would come from the Lord today. And to understand that he stained the ground with his blood and water before we came from it. That he would say, wherein you stand now is holy. And I began to think on the rock as he talked to Peter. He said, upon this rock I will build my church. And he got a standing on a rock that no man can shake it. Let the winds come. Let it blow. But one thing, the rock will not move. And he gave us a thought about a man that had built on the sands. It doesn't matter if you're in a hut or you're in a mansion or an apartment or wherever you find yourself. Like Minister said, when that wind was blowing, I had to get up to see what that was all about. It was whistling. And you know what I said? I said, oh, it's just the wind. And I went on back to bed. I didn't get all excited. But that is, let me tell you, when God blows, if your salvation is not on a rock, it's going with the wind. And that's why he talked about some men's doctrine is like the wind. Whatever comes, you know, they'll run with it. But you can't. You've got to stand and let the wind pass on by. Let the fire pass on by. Let the thunder pass on by. And you wait for a still, soft voice. Amen. And when you hear, he said, that's God. Amen. In the souls of men, man's desire is to be saved. But the thing to do to be saved, man just won't do. Amen. Why? God has not chosen them for salvation. We have to understand God's not going to save everything that he bought in life. Amen. And we can't get all messed up in the mind and the heart that somebody's going to go to hell and hell is going to be cast into flames. Amen. I can't worry about it. Amen. Don't have the time. Yes. I'm busy saving myself. Right. But one thing I get this assurance today is that I've seen God. Amen. And because I've seen him, he gave me this knowledge in a flash yesterday. He said, your life been preserved. If you look toward God, always in the history of his word, there was preservation when you can find God. Amen. Jonah found favor in God when he remembered God, his life was preserved. Amen. Otherwise, he would have stayed in hell, but he remembered God. Yeah. When he turned his heart to God, God said, all right, I preserve you now. Go. Amen. When the children of Israel was under Moses and they were dying, the Lord said, hold up the brazen serpent. If they look toward it, they will be preserved. And whoever found a look toward it, the illness or the death stayed. And this, again, was something for our present time, is that if you hold up the Son of God, which is the Word of God, if you hold up the Word of God and look toward Christ Jesus, you'll always have life. And in him giving the church this life, we have a duty. Amen. That all men might be able to see it from our conversation, from our walk with God. Amen. And everything we do, they should be able to see that this is the way to walk. Amen. Because people are going to speak evil of this way. Amen. There's no need of thinking. They can say, oh, you all are blessed people. You all got the Lord's anointed. No, they are not. They're going to talk about me as bad as they can. You just got to be able to stand it. And I must prepare the church for when it is just like God got you walking in this world, but yet you are not of it. Amen. That when you are surrounded by people and you hear the word of God preaching and there's an unbeliever sitting on your right hand and on your left hand,
you're going to have to remember these moments where you can worship God in peace. And you've got to be able to find him in yourself and not be worried about the door slamming, not being worried about what's happening on the right hand or the left hand. You got to go inward and find the well and start drinking from the water. It wasn't easy. When the apostles in the days heading this thing started out just to praise God any kind of way they felt like it, someone was always on their heel to destroy them. And they had to move, and they had to continue praying and continue fasting and looking toward God for their safety. Amen. When I began to teach the church, see, a lot of people use the apostle Saul's life as to you can be a criminal, you can be anything, and God a savior. That wasn't his life. Saul's life was perfect in the law. Saul was not a person that preached and destroyed a soul. Everybody he killed got saved. Every life that he took, saying, if you can say you with Jesus, I'm going to kill you. Those folks, the scripture say, died in faith. Amen. They died in the Lord. The scripture says, blessed are they that do what? Amen. Which soul did Saul preach to that went to hell? He didn't preach to none of them. He just destroyed them. A false prophet will then try to use his life. Say, well, I was once in prison. And the Lord came to me in prison. And he changed my life. He can change your life all he wants. But to use you as something that God say, this is what I intend to use as a vessel of God. Just because you did all this and all of a sudden you go pick. Saul was not like that. Amen. He was pure in what he was doing. He had a fervent fight to destroy anything that said that Jesus was God. Until the Lord knocked him down. Amen. And his persecution of the saints, God said, why are you persecuting me? Amen. So what question do you think he's going to ask Omega? Why did you bother my people? Or why did you persecute me? You must understand that the dirt that he selected is one body. And that one body is the church. The church is the rock that he talked to Peter about. He said, I'll build my church on a rock. And out of these words that cannot be condemned, it shall stand. If the wind blows, if whatever comes is going to pass on by, amen. We have to find our safety in Christ Jesus. Amen. And if he's going to hew out of something out of a rock for us, we'll stay there until it passes by. Amen. Don't need to go in out trying to figure out what it is. Let God cover us with his hands. Amen. And let it pass by and we say we saw the glory of God. Amen. Our testimony will always be we saw the glory of God. Amen. You know, God selected this heart of mine. Because let me tell you, when I witness things, I hear things, and I try words like you all try me. When I heard Rafa bow down and say Omega was right and he can stay a 22nd and he's going to stay on Penn Street, saints, don't ever look for me to say that. Why? Because there's a promise. There were words that came to these ears that we heard that the Lord said, I will deliver you. Amen. And I don't care if it took 14 years. Don't care how long it's taken. We are still built on the rock, the solid rock of Christ. And we know that he is God Almighty. Israel never believed in two gods. Amen. Israel could not ever believe in two gods. Even though, you know what he told them? Just like this sun that people get all upset about or rave about the sun. You know what Moses stood in as? When they looked at Moses, you know who Moses was to those people? Not like a, he didn't say like. That's what he said. He said Moses was a God to those people. Amen. It did not negate that God Almighty was moving him. Amen. Saying, move my people this way. Take my people this way. That's why Moses being a prototype for Christ did not negate that that was God Almighty using another body. Amen. Why don't they make Moses something? You know he was until the Mount of Transfiguration. And Moses, Elias, and all are melted into one. Amen. all of us melt into one thing, and that's God Almighty. Moses set in as a prototype for Christ. The world does not make him at the right hand of God in heaven, sitting there saying there's two, but you got to make three. Elias won't be left out, so you better have four up there. The world must understand that there are things that are happening in the earth. That is the purpose for what's in heaven. There is one God in heaven doing all of these things for saving of souls. To save Israel, he needed a body. Moses, there's the flame. Talk to him. Can you imagine stopping at a bush, not consumed, and you see fire, and then all of a sudden you hear a voice? Huh? How many of you all go to running? You see a bush burning, and you hear a voice coming, and you're going to be calm, nice, and say, oh, it's just God. It took God to hold Moses. And it took God to make his heart obey him, say, take off thy shoes. It was something about 50 shoes. Wherever you've been, that this walk won't be like that. And Moses believed God. All of the shedding of blood that Moses did on the altar couldn't help us at all. That's why the church must be quite thankful for Sister Ruth. Sister Ruth said, your blood, you need my blood. He said, well, I'll take it. And before King David was born, Ruth's blood had already got mingled in with the Israelites' blood. Now everybody's blood is on the cross. Now that staining of the ground, we could come now. And we can now cry, Father, just like the Israelites and just like Abraham folks did. Because here we are, the promise. Now that we are the promise, we are on a rock. We are in holy ground because God selected these frames. He said, and I'll preserve the remnant. Amen. Not the whole garment. The remnant. And because our sight is still on God, he has preserved us until this present day. Now, he gave us a promise that no one would be able to take us out of his hands. I tell you, he was strong to hold on to me. You might as well say the same thing. Because there are many things in life that would have taken you from this. Amen. But God said, not so. He made you strong enough to endure wherever you was. Amen. Whatever you were, whatever you was into. And one thing I'm grateful for, you know, I am not a person that want to do everything. I love help. Amen. And whatever God has put in all of you to do,